The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, last week, a document leaked showed that Palantir and PayPal, co-founder Peter Thiel is set to hold a secret conference for a network of over 220 tech, financial and political figures in Wicklow in August. There has been numerous calls for the retreat to be cancelled because of Thiel's links to Donald Trump and Palantir's previous work with ICE in the US, the American military and the Israeli military. Joining us to discuss this further is Senator Laura Harman. I don't know why I said Herman. Labour Senator Laura Harman. Laura, thanks indeed for talking to us. What is the issue, as far as you're concerned, with this retreat going ahead?
Well, ultimately, we know that this secret retreat will involve a number of high-profile figures, as they have done in the past. So this dialogue conference was set up, goes back to 2006 by Peter Thiel, who is a very influential billionaire who has links to Donald Trump, who co-founded Palantir, as you said, and they provide data in terms of military data to the US government, also have provided data to Israel, which has been used to target humans in Palestine. So that alone is you know, something of concern, I think, of public interest here in Ireland. But secondly, I would echo the calls from my colleague in the Labour Party, Deputy Duncan Smith, our foreign affairs spokesperson, who has asked for more transparency. So the Labour Party is asking for more transparency in relation to this event.
Transparency in what?
Transparency in relation to, is there going to be any public funds used to organise it, and whether any government
what
ministers
public
here...
public funds would be used for organising it? This is a group of people, we mightn't like them, we mightn't like their politics, but they're a group of people having a meeting. What's the problem with that?
And people are entitled to have meetings, but these are very influential people coming to Ireland. I suppose I think it's of the public interest when they're discussing issues such as military, such as nuclear, has been reported as a topic of conversation, such as finances across the world. Whether any government ministers are speaking at it, we haven't heard. It's scheduled for August, which is quite soon. So are they going to be trying to influence our government here? Are the government hosting them? And I think as well, if the Gardaí are going to be used for security purposes, I think the public deserve to know, is there going to be a security implication?
Do you have a problem with the event going ahead?
So the Labour Party, we haven't called for the event to be cancelled. We're calling for more transparency around it in terms of, is there any public funds being used here? Are the government using public money to help?
I can't understand why there would be public funds used for a group of people meeting in a hotel. In terms of
security and obviously the Gardaí, so obviously that would be of concern to the public and the locals in the community. You know, in Wicklow, is there going to be any security concerns?
Well, there probably is security concerns now because of the ratcheting up over this meeting, though.
And I think that's why I think the public need to know. And also, I think it's of the public interest if any of our ministers are going. So I think, you know, our Minister for Foreign Affairs, Helen McEntee, should give more clarity in relation to this. Have they been informed? Have they been invited, more like it? Did they invite them to have the meeting here? Why Ireland? You know, these meetings happen across the world. So I think because of the nature of it, I mean, it's been reported that there'll be senior figures from US Congress attending as well, this meeting.
And I don't mean this as rude as it's going to sound. So what if there is?
So what essentially is the nature of these meetings? So they're secret. They're discussing very high level issues in relation to politics, finance, in relation to how the world is running.
We had a meeting before the show about what we're going to put on this show. It was a secret meeting. We don't issue minutes to everybody about what you say on your show is
obviously very public. But I think, as we said, it's secret. So we don't know exactly what's been discussed. We don't know if public funds are being used. As I said, in terms of the Gardaí, in terms of resources, we don't know if they were invited. So we don't know. We know there's been rumours that a number of Oireachtas members were invited to the meeting. We don't know if the government is partaking in it. Are they supporting it? Again, you know, the concerns here is, I suppose, the key organiser, Peter Thiel himself, you know, co-founded Palantir. I mean, I myself would have serious concerns with that in terms of what they're doing on a military level, how they're influencing wars, genocides across the world. We know how the Irish people feel in terms of Palestine, in terms of what's happening there.
And I absolutely get that. I totally get that. And you know what? He doesn't sound like a particularly nice fella. I wouldn't be a fan of his. I can understand why people are deeply opposed to his politics.
Yes.
But are we not getting into the territory now of policing kind of people's thoughts,
absolutely
people's
not.
Meetings?
No, absolutely well,
this,
not.
I have to say, this has a bang of that office. That, you know,
well,
what,
I
we don't like these people. We don't want them in Wicklow. We don't want them meeting here. Let's make a big song and dance about this.
We've been very clear in Labour. We haven't called for the meeting to be banned or cancelled. What we've called for is transparency. And I think when there's high-level meetings like this happening with high-level public figures from across the world meeting, and we need to know, are our government participating? You know, these are elected reps. You know, I would like to know,
why do you think they are, though? Why do you think that they necessarily are?
Well, we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. And they
you're jumping to that assumption straight away.
No,
like, what value do we put on free speech nowadays and the right to assemble and the right to
everybody has a right to assemble, but I think the public need to know, is public money being used on this? Are our elected reps supporting this?
Nora, you keep saying public money. What public money would be used
on? In terms of our Gardaí.
Well, there probably will now be protests at this event if it goes ahead. And there probably will have to now be police there to police that protest. I mean, we had an extraordinary situation. The hotel had to issue a statement saying it didn't want the event to go ahead. Mm. I have to say, Laura, that is not the Ireland I want to live in. Like, I think, regardless of what you think of somebody's views and how much you dislike them, I still want them to be able to meet in a hotel and discuss those views. As long as as long as it's not doing any harm to people in the country doing that.
First of all, if I can come in, I mean, we're not against any meeting taking place. What we're asking for is transparency in terms of, and I can only repeat myself so many times, in terms of our elected reps, in terms of our Minister for Foreign Affairs, are they participating in these meetings? Are they supporting them? What's being discussed? We know that high-level decisions and conversations happen with very wealthy people who have huge influence at these meetings. So all we're asking for is the public to know what's happening. Is the government involved in any way? Will there be any government agencies helping with this? Will there be any funding going towards the Gardaí in relation to this? And again, I think it's of public interest, but I'm not trying to shut down any conversations or debates in relation to it. Actually, what we're asking for is the opposite. We're asking for clarity and actually to know who's coming and who's not. I mean, we have a number of different events that Ireland is hosting as part of the EU presidency, for example. I think the public obviously know what's happening there. The government are hosting them.
Yeah.
I think this is very interesting in that there's going to be very senior people potentially at this event from across the world. And I think the public have a right to know. And what a hotel does in terms of hosting it or not, I mean, that's their own business who hosts it. But I just want to know, are the government involved? Can they issue a statement on the matter?
So you disagree, just final question. Sinn Féin TD John Brady says the conference should not go ahead in Ireland. You don't go that far. You don't necessarily agree with him.
No, we haven't gone that far. I mean, that's, you know, again, we'll see in the coming weeks, will there be more detail revealed in terms of what's actually happening and who's coming? But at the minute, the Labour Party, what we're calling for is transparency. And I think, look, it is of the public interest to know what's happening, who's there, are they going to be making decisions that influence Ireland, and, you know, is there going to be any public money spent on it?
Laura Harmon, Senator Laura Harmon, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder today.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.